الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. We learn a lot from children, and in particular, we learn a lot about the relationship between a person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we look at our children. So the best example would be a young child and what worries them, right? A young child and what worries them. Most children, all they're really concerned about, especially when they're younger, all they're really concerned about is, am I with my parents or not? Am I with my parents or not? If I'm with my parent, then I'm comfortable. And if I'm not with my parent, then I am uncomfortable and I'm worried. You know, for example, a child could be at a playground and the parent is watching from a distance, and there's other kids and other adults, and the parent is sitting somewhere, and the child loses sight of their parent. Now all of a sudden they become very worried and highly concerned, and they start looking around and, you know, very uncomfortable and on edge, sometimes even crying. Even though you're right there, right, you're watching over them, reality is it's a relatively safe environment, and there's no like dire concern at that moment, but yet you see the reaction of a child. But then you take another example, right, where let's say where there's a circumstance when a person should be concerned or should be worried. And for instance, you know, you and your family are driving down the road and it's a dark night, and all of a sudden you get lost and you're in the middle of nowhere in some rural area. You have no cell phone coverage, it's not working at all. You're out low on gas and you have no idea where you are, right? There's no GPS access. Now there's, you know, you and your spouse are frantic worrying about the circumstance. And your children are in the back, you know, enjoying themselves, singing songs, watching things. I mean, there's very little concern. Because although the external circumstance is one of worry and concern, for the child, all they're considering is, am I with my parent or not? And if my parents are with me, then I don't have any concern. If my parents are with me, then I have no worry, right? They're sufficient for me. They're sufficient for me. But, you know, on the playground, when they're all of a sudden, they perceive that the parent is no longer with them, you know, now all of a sudden there's extreme concern. So it raises, you know, the question, which is that for a child, what determines their level of worry or concern is simply, am I with my parent or am I not with my parent? If I'm with my parent, then I'm comfortable. And if I'm not with my parent, then I'm very uncomfortable. And for the believer, really, the interaction with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the same, right? Interaction with Allah ta'ala is the same. The reality is there are many stressors in this world, right? Constantly we're experiencing some difficulty, constantly experiencing some stress, some source of worry. It's almost never ending, right? When you're an adult, you begin to realize that, like, it's just never ending. There's always something to be thinking about, something to be concerned about, something to be worried about. But the question the believer should always ask themselves is, okay, number one, in this circumstance, am I with my Allah or am I distant from my Allah? If I'm with my Allah, then that's it. There's no other concern or worry that I have. Because Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for me. And really, I have no need for anything other than Allah. But if I am disconnected from my Lord, or Allah Ta'ala has disconnected himself from me, that's cause for worry and that's cause for concern. There's a verse in the Qur'an, the context is such that after the Battle of Uhud, when, you know, we know the story of Uhud, the Battle of Uhud, and how initially the Muslims were, you could say, winning, and eventually the circumstance changed, and then they were actually undergoing a bit of defeat. Anyways, after that circumstance had happened, there was this source that was saying that there was a potential of another attack, and now the Meccans were going to come and do an onslaught of the Muslims in Medina Munawwara. So in that circumstance, you know, there was this thought that, okay, maybe we should be scared, maybe we should be this, that. It comes in the Quran. What was the response of the Sahaba? They made a statement that was so beautiful that applies to all of us. They said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, in that circumstance. That despite this dire circumstance, where there may be a, you know, again, this, it didn't actually play out, it was, the information was false, but this notion that we're going to be completely overtaken by the Meccans in our own city now, right? Uhud was a little bit away, now in our own city. Their response was not one of, oh my God, what are we going to do? Or their response was not, this is it. This is the end of it. Their response was, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah Ta'ala references this and he quotes this in the Quran. Right? And this is a statement that's made by people of piety today and in the past. The Sahaba I mentioned, it comes in, I think, Sahih Bukhari, that Ibrahim alayhi salam, our Prophet Ibrahim, that when he was being thrown into the fire, one of the statements that he made, right, before, you know, there's a long story behind it, but the fire that he was being thrown into because of his questioning of the circumstance and the idols, etc., that before he was thrown into the fire, he made this statement as well, which was Hasbunallah, that Allah Ta'ala, or Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, is sufficient for me. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is sufficient for me, wa ni'mal wakeel, and he is the best of guardians. Or what an amazing guardian or protecting friend he is. Like, representative. Is there a better representative than Allah? The statement of Ibrahim alayhi salam as well. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that this particular statement of Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, we should recite it, especially when we're under some difficulty or some stress. Right? And like I said, who isn't under that on any given day? Now, we recite it not because we expect some miracle to come forth and remove that stress from us, or to relieve that stress. Although it's possible, and you know, Allah Ta'ala can absolutely make that happen, right? That things can completely change and things are completely against your favor. And Allah Ta'ala can make it happen without a doubt. But really part of the reason, or one of the main reasons that we are advised to say it at this moment, isn't because necessarily the circumstance is going to flip, although it could, but it's because it assists us with what our mindset should be. Right? These are the times when we're under tremendous stress and under tremendous worry. It's usually that time when we tend to, you know, think about worst case scenarios. You know, we begin to ruminate over thoughts and what can happen, and this is the end of it. I lose my job. This is it. There's nothing left for me. Some sickness comes to my child or to my family. This is it. I'm done. And in that moment, that we need reminders that, okay, well, hold on. Like, really, the reality is this life is just a life where test, 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 test. The question isn't whether or not we're going to be tested. It's when we are tested, what is our relationship with Allah? So in those moments, we're supposed to remind ourselves that, hold on, just like the child is worried about, am I with my parent or am I not with my parent? We are concerned with, is Allah with me? Am I with Allah? Meaning, am I connected to Allah or not? And if I'm connected to Allah, then that's it. He's sufficient for me. Completely sufficient. Meaning, there's nothing I need other than Allah in this world. There's absolutely nothing that I need. I don't need the circumstance to fix itself. I don't need, you know, some other aspect of this dunya. If I, as a believer, have my Allah, if I have my Allah, then He is sufficient for me fully, right? There's no need that I will have left if I have my Allah, right? So we're reminded at that moment, we are to remind ourselves in those moments of stress and difficulty that this test and this stress or this difficulty is passing, guaranteed it's passing. Most of the time they resolve themselves. Most of the time we tend to have more anxiety or worry over an event, and this is psychologically studied and proven, than what the outcome ends up being. And even if it is some dire circumstance, all right, I mean, ultimately nothing matters than Allah. So if at that moment I'm going through some difficulty and I realize that, hold on, I'm not even connected to Allah to begin with, that's really the problem. Right? So when we make these statements at those moments to ask ourselves, hold on, it looks like this is a problem, but hold on, the bigger question is, am I connected to Allah or am I not? And if I have my connection with Allah Ta'ala maintained, then that's it. Allah's sufficient for me. I don't really need anything else. Yes, this test is difficult. Allah Ta'ala grant me the tawfiq and patience to get through it. But if I have my Allah through this circumstance, or really any circumstance, then nothing else is necessary for me. And this is encompassed within the statement, Hasbunallah, Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for me. There's many other places that Allah Ta'ala alludes to this exact statement. فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ, for instance, that Allah Ta'ala, again, this notion of sufficient or suffices is coming, right? That there is, like we don't need, although we may think we need more than Allah, we don't need anything but Allah. And if we lose our Allah, if we lose our Allah, no matter what we have or what we think we have in this world, we have absolutely nothing. We have absolutely nothing without Allah. Absolutely nothing without Allah. So there's power in these statements. This is one of the azkar that we recite after the talk, right? Every on Sundays, we recite this statement, and it's part of many azkar that are. This is one of many of the azkar that come from people of piety. This one in particular comes time and time again. You'll see, right? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Now, it's not lip service, right? We recite it not only, you know, on Sundays, but really throughout the day or whenever you remember, because the deen has this general principle. I mean, this is just the way the human brain works and language works, is that sometimes you have to make statements through your tongue so that that reality enters into our heart, right? You make the statement enough times with your tongue, like, La ilaha illallah, it's a statement of the tongue. It's rewarded, it's valuable. But if it's not, part of the reason that we make that statement through our tongue and it's highly rewarded is because it establishes this mindset within the heart of La ilaha illallah. So similarly, part of the reason that we make statements like Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel and we repeat these X number of times or whatnot, it's because we need to establish this mindset within our heart as well. The reality is that nothing matters but Allah. And Allah Ta'ala is fully sufficient for the believer. There's nothing the believer needs except Allah. And if a person has Allah, they have everything. And if a person doesn't have Allah, they have absolutely nothing. They have absolutely nothing. So we should take heed of this statement. We should try to implement it. Now, it's not that some stress or some difficulty comes before me, and now it's not okay for me to have, let's say, some anxiety over a situation. That's acceptable, and that's human emotion. And that's, the deen gives space for that, right? But there's a degree of serenity and peace that comes to everyone when they really change, when they revisit their connection with Allah. You know, this degree of peace and calm that becomes the underpinning of all other emotions, right? Of like, wow, you know what? Like, yeah, this could be a disaster, but subhanAllah, like, I still have my Allah. Like, as Allah, whatever you do, Ya Rab, don't take yourself away from me. Because just like a child who panics, you know, when they're at the grocery store, when they're without their parent, like, that would make me panic, right? Then as long as you're with me, doesn't matter what's happening. Child doesn't care. Father loses his job or mother loses her job and they come home and you could see it on their face and the child's like, what's the big deal? I mean, everything's fine and dandy. There's no worry. You're with me. What do I need? You're sufficient. You suffice me. I don't need anything else, right? But, you know, the parent has to go out of town on a trip for a little bit, and now the child's beginning to panic. Why? Because there's this distance that's been created. The believer feels the same way. Ya Allah, as long as you're with me and I'm close to you, and this is all, you're all I need. I don't need anything else. But the moment that distance, you know, is created, you know, that's going to make me panic. That's when I'm going to worry. Right, that's what I'm going to worry. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to appreciate the words of our prophets that have come before us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to fully internalize the statement of Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. May Allah ta'ala allow us to overcome any difficulties and challenges and allow a peace to develop within our hearts through these special azkar. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.